السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. الحمد لله الحمد لله وكفى والصلاة والسلام على سيدنا المصطفى صلى الله عليه وعلى آله وأصحابه وبارك وسلم تسليما كثيرا كثيرا. أما بعد، فقد قال الله تبارك وتعالى: أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم، بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. إن الله وملائكته يصلون على النبي، يا أيها الذين آمنوا صلوا عليه وسلموا تسليما. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. Ulama-i Kiram, most respected brothers and also our sisters at the madrasa, all of us are well aware that we are in the month of Rabiul Awwal, and Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was born in this Mubarak month, in the Mubarak month of Rabiul Awwal. Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, whatever Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose for him was the best. The place of birth that he chose, it was the best place. Amen. The place for resting after his demise is the best place. The kalam that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose to reveal upon him was the best kalam. If we have to go into a detailed talk, then you will find that each and everything that Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala chose for Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it was the best. So in a similar way, the month also which Allah Ta'ala chose for the birth of Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, it has got great noor in it. The awliya-e-kiram, those who are the ahl-e-dil, before the month of Rabiul Awwal approaches, they can already sense that nuraniyat. They can already sense in the atmosphere that nuraniyat. Although Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam passed away more than 1400 years ago, but Allah Ta'ala has blessed him with a hayat, and the noor of that hayat we can sense and we can feel. But as I have repeatedly said, that there is a need for us to polish our hearts. We have to have our receivers right. If the transmission is there, but if the receiver is not picking it up, then it is no fault of the transmitter. So Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, nuraniyat and ruhaniyat can be felt in this Mubarak month. Therefore the awliya, the ulama, the mashayikh, of all the other things that they recommend and they say, the most important of which of course is ittiba of Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam, because without ittiba we cannot get anywhere. What is the sense of saying, may my heart be sacrificed and may my life be sacrificed upon Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, and after that we are sacrificing our lives over some illicit haram woman or some other illicit relationship, we are giving our hearts and our lives, or for the sake of worldly wealth and for material gain, or for a few miserable coins, we are giving our life, our heart, our soul, and we say, may our hearts be sacrificed over Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala wants to see ittiba. Allah ta'ala wants to see ittiba in our lives. Put the fans on if it's getting hot. He wants to see ittiba in our lives. قُلْ إِن كُنْتُمْ تُحِبُّونَ اللَّهَ فَاتَّبِعُونِي. It's slow in case some people feel cold. Ittiba is what really gets us connected with Allah and His Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Tonight being a majlis of zikr, therefore I'm not going to go into any details, but what I would like to state is that besides ittiba, the thing that is most encouraged in this month is the abundance recitation of Durood Sharif on Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And as I mentioned last week, that we must have that yaqeen, there must be no doubt in it, that the moment we are reciting it, it is faster than even that cell phone connection to Rasul-e-Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. The cell phone, still there has to be so much of infrastructure to carry that message through. Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala has given us this service free of charge. moment we recite Durood Sharif, it is conveyed to Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. So and so, the son of so and so, has conveyed salat and salam upon you. So read in abundance in this month and all our lives, we should try to read in abundance Durood Sharif on Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam, because we are going to be the beneficiaries. Nabi alayhi salatu wa sallam does not really require our durood and salam. One person asked me a question, he says that, what is the need for making isale sawab to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? What is the need? He doesn't require it. Indeed, what he is saying is correct, that he doesn't require it. But then what is the purpose, what is the intention behind giving a gift to a rich person? What, your child is rich, the wife is rich, the husband is rich, the brothers and sisters are rich, family members, friends, they are rich, but we still give them some gift or the other. Wow. So what is the purpose of giving that gift? They are rich, they don't require it. Sometimes the things that we give them, we know that they've got thousands of, they can afford thousands of that kind of item. Many a times we give a gift to a person, and that kind of a gift, that person can purchase hundreds of similar kind of item. Then what is the purpose behind giving that gift? Besides the izhar of muhabbat, that the person is expressing his love. He is not giving a sadqah, fitrah or zakat. It is an expression of the person's love. Therefore in hadiya, that should be the only intention behind it, that it should be just the expression of the muhabbat, no other niyat. So Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, when we are going to send to him the durood and salam, when we are going to recite Quran Sharif and send the sawab to him, when we are going to make umrah or tawaf and send the sawab to him, then it is not that he is in need of it, but he will be informed that so and so has sent this gift to you. And Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam is not one who will keep the gift and forget about you. When we read one Durood Sharif and send to him, 10 blessings on that person, 10 nekis he gets, 10 sins are forgiven, elevation of 10 status, and so many other rewards. So increase the recitation of Durood Sharif, and the most important thing, make sincere tawbah and istighfar from all sins. That is very, very important, otherwise we will not experience that light and that nur which the Ahlullah experience in their hearts. We will be just trying and trying, but we won't get anywhere because we do not want to give up sins. But with the effort to give up sins, the person is still committing sins, then he makes istighfar and tawbah, Allah Ta'ala will forgive him and still bless him. But the person who has got no intention of giving it up, so then he will be just all the time in square one. May Allah Tabaraka wa Ta'ala give us that taste and that enjoyment in our hearts, that ecstasy, that happiness, and that nuraniyat and that ruhaniyat which Allah Ta'ala blesses His awliya with. Wa akhiru da'wana alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen. Apne malik se uth kar ke faryad kar, dil ko sajde mein ro ro ke abad kar. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر Crying in the sajda before Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala will bring life into the dead heart. It's not going to bring depression, it's going to bring happiness, it's going to bring light, it's going to bring life. Nafs is our dushman, it's our enemy. What will we get in making our enemy happy? If you make your enemy happy, then you end up with disaster. So, ruhaku noore taqwa se tu shadaka. With the noor of taqwa, only your ruh will get happy, your soul will get happy. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. دل روح اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. دل کو نور خدا سے تو آباد کر, اور گناہوں کی خواہش کو برباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر, حمد سے اس زباں کو تو حماد کر. سر کو چوکھٹ پہ ان کی تو سجاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر, قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر. اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر, قلب و جان کو تو اس در پہ عباد کر. اور سکون دل و جان کو خلاد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. روح کو نور تقوی سے تو شاد کر, نفس دشمن ہے دشمن کو ناشاد کر. اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر, اپنی خوشیوں کو اختر تو برباد کر. اپنے رب کی خوشی سے دل آباد کر, اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اپنے مالک سے اٹھ کر کے فریاد کر, دل کو سجدے میں رو رو کے آباد کر. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. اے میرے داتا, اے میرے مالک, اے میرے مولا, اے میرے والی. شاہنشاہ دو عالم تو ہے, سب سے تیری سرکار ہے عالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. شان تیری ہر آن نئی ہے, گاہ جمالی گاہ جلالی. وہ بھی عجب خوش بخت ہے جس نے قلب میں تیری یاد بسالی. شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی قصب میں دنیا ہی کے رہا میں دین کی دولت کچھ نہ کمائی وقت یوں ہی بیکار گزارا عمر یوں ہی غفلت میں گوائی خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی خلقوں میں سب سے میں ہی برا ہوں کوئی نہیں ہے مجھ میں بھلائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی مجھ سا کوئی بدکار نہ ہوگا کون سی میں نے کی نہ برائی شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ نفس کے شر سے مجھ کو بچا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ پنجہ غم سے مجھ کو چھڑا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ سن میرے نالے سن میرے نالے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنا بنا لے اپنا بنا لے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
Allah, 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 Allah.
اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دیں اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ اپنی رضا میں مجھ کو مٹا دیں اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ کر دے فنا سب میرے ارادے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ جام محبت اپنا پلا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ دل میں میرے یاد اپنی رچا دے اے میرے اللہ اے میرے اللہ شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں دید اے دل میں تجھ کو بسا لوں سب سے ہٹا لوں اپنی نظر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا ہی جلوہ پیش نظر ہو جاؤں کہیں میں دیکھوں جدھر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں تیرا تصور ایسا جمالوں قلب میں مثل نقش حجر میں بھول سکوں تا عمرن تجھ کو چاہوں بلانا خود بھی اگر میں شغل میرا بس اب تو الہی شام و سحر ہو اللہ اللہ لیٹے بیٹھے چلتے پھرتے آٹھ پہر ہو اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم
اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. أستغفر الله الذي لا إله إلا هو الحي القيوم وأتوب إليه. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. سبحان الله والحمد لله ولا إله إلا الله والله أكبر. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ اللہ کیسا پیارا نام ہے عاشقوں کا مینہ اور جام ہے. اللہ جل جلالہ. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. لا إله إلا الله. محمد رسول الله. La ilaha illallah. 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 Muhammadur Rasulullah. Allah Allah kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allah 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 kaisa pyara naam hai, aashiqon ka meena aur jaam hai. Allahu Allah, 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 Allahu
اللہ 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 اللہ
لا الہ الا اللہ محمد رسول اللہ اللهم صل على سيدنا محمد وعلى آل سيدنا محمد وبارك وسلم يا أرحم الراحمين يا أكرم الأكرمين يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا ذا الجلال والإكرام يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم يا حي يا قيوم برحمتك نستغيث برحمتك نستغيث رحمتی کا نستغیث. اے اللہ ہم گنہگار سیاہ کار بدکار ناپاک مجرم تیرے سامنے ہاتھ اٹھائے ہوئے ہیں. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ وی آر یور سنفل سروینٹس وی آر ایکسٹریملی سنفل او اللہ ڈے اینڈ نائٹ وی سن. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ یو آر رحیم یو آر کریم یو آر ستار یو آر غفار یو آر فورگیونگ یو آر مرسیفل یو آر کائنڈ یو آر جنرس یو آر کمپیشنٹ یو آر لونگ یو آر کیئرنگ. او مائی اللہ دیر از نو ادر اللہ بسائڈ یو. اف دے ہیڈ بین اندر اللہ ہی وڈ ہیو ڈسٹرائڈ اس لانگ اگو مائی بلوڈ اللہ فور وی یوز دا نعمتس دیٹ ہیو بین بلیسڈ اینڈ گیون ٹو اس بائی یو فار یور ڈس اوبیڈینس. بٹ یٹ او مائی بلوڈ اللہ how forgiving you are, how compassionate and kind you are, how loving you are, that in spite of our sins you do not punish us and seize us there and then. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are extending these begging bowls before you. We have believed in you as a Rahim Allah, we have believed in you as a Kareem Allah. اے کریم کرم فرما, اے رحیم رحم فرما, اے ستار ستاری فرما, اے غفار مغفرت فرما. اے اللہ ہم سب کی مغفرت فرما. او اللہ فگیو ایچ اینڈ ایوری ون آف اس. او اللہ فگیو اور پیرنٹس, فگیو اور وائفز اینڈ چلڈرن, فگیو اور برادرز اینڈ سسٹرز, فگیو دا انٹائر امت آف رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. او مائی بلوڈ اللہ, او مائی رحیم اللہ, oh my Kareem Allah, forgive the sins which we committed knowingly or unknowingly. Forgive our major sins and our minor sins. Forgive the sins that we committed in the light of day or darkness of night. Oh Allah, forgive the sins of our eyes. Forgive the sins of our ears. Forgive the sins of our tongues. Forgive the sins of our hands and feet. Forgive the sins of our heart and mind. Oh Allah, forgive each and every one of us. Oh Allah, we know that we are suffering all over the world. The Muslim Ummah is suffering all over the world because we have distanced ourselves from the Quran Sharif and from Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam sunnat way of life. Oh my beloved Allah, but we are extending our begging bowls before you. We are seeking on behalf of the entire Ummah forgiveness. اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے. اے اللہ پوری امت کی مغفرت فرما دے. اے اللہ ہمارے گناہوں کے اوپر ہماری گرفت مت فرما. Do not seize us on account of our sins. اے اللہ do not cause embarrassment, humiliation, shame and disgrace to come upon us or any part of the امت of رسول پاک صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم because of our weakness and our sins and our indulgence in vices and evil. Oh my beloved Allah, you dearly love forgiveness of sins. You love those who repent. You love those who seek forgiveness for their sins. You love those who express remorse and regret. You love those who bow down before you and seek forgiveness. Ay Allah, hum nadim hai, hum sharminda hai. We are ashamed, oh my beloved Allah. Ya Allah, when a person appears in court and when he is found guilty of some offense, Ya Allah, he hides his face from the photographers. Ay mere pyare Allah, how much of sins we have committed. Allah, how are we going to face you on the day of judgment? How are we going to face our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam in front of so much of ummatis? Therefore, my beloved Allah, we are seeking forgiveness. And our Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has informed us that you dearly love the forgiveness of the sins of the sinners. Oh, my beloved Allah, nothing else has gathered us here. There is nothing else that has gathered us here except that we are hopeful of your mercy. We are hopeful of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, we are hopeful of your forgiveness. Allah, we are therefore extending our hands before you. Allah, there are weak and sick and ill amongst us. There are young children amongst us. Oh Allah, there are the old and the feeble amongst us. Oh my beloved Allah, have mercy on entire ummah of Rasulullah Pak sallallahu alaihi wasallam. Allah, have mercy on the entire congregation that is here. Ya Allah, open the doors of your maghfirat. Open the doors of your blessings and rahmat. Open the doors of your forgiveness. Ya Allah, let the rains of rahmat pour upon us. Oh Allah, let the rains of rahmat and the rains of forgiveness wash away the sins of our hearts. Ay Allah, there is no such thing as our sins becoming unlimited, therefore you cannot forgive us. Ya Allah, in front of your unlimited rahmat, our sins are nothing. Oh my beloved Allah, even if our sins are more than the waves of the ocean, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, oh Allah, if our sins are more than the leaves of the trees of the world, if our sins are more than the grains of sand on earth, if our sins are more than your entire creation put together, Ya Allah, then too your forgiveness is much, much more than that. Just one drop from your ocean of forgiveness is sufficient to wash away our sins. Oh my beloved Allah, we are in need of you every single moment of our lives. Ya Allah, there is no security, there is no peace, there is no happiness. Oh Allah, everywhere there is nothing but fear, there is nothing but crime, there is nothing but, oh Allah, sins and vices which have engulfed the societies. Oh my beloved Allah, we are extending our hands before you. Ya Allah, protect each and every one of us. Oh Allah, protect our iman, protect our Islam. It has become difficult to protect our iman and Islam. Ya Allah, the onslaught, oh Allah, of nafs and shaitan is so much that it has become difficult to protect our iman and Islam. Allah, tu humari iman ki hifazat farma, humare Islam ki hifazat farma, humari jaan ki hifazat farma, humare maal ki hifazat farma, humare makano ki hifazat farma, humari dukano ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, protect whatever ni'mat you have blessed us with. Oh Allah, we know that sometimes musibat and sometimes difficulties and hardships come in the form of rahmat. But oh Allah, we are extremely weak servants. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of sickness to the rahmat of good health. Change the rahmat of poverty to the rahmat of wealth. Ya Allah, change the rahmat of weakness to the rahmat of power and strength. Ya Allah, bless each and every one of us with the best of this world and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless this entire congregation with prosperity, with happiness, with joy, with comfort, with ease. Oh Allah, bless us with happiness in our hearts. Ya Allah, bless us with prosperity. Oh Allah, bless us with satisfaction. Bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Ya Allah, bless us with rizq halal in abundance. Ya Allah, those who are in financial difficulties, remove their financial difficulties. Ya Allah, your treasures are unlimited. Provide from your unlimited treasures and remove the financial difficulties. Oh Allah, those who are sick and ailing, give them cure. Ya Allah, hum nafsani, hum imani taur par bhi bimar hai. Hum jismani bimar hai aur ruhani bimar hai. Ya Allah, remove our spiritual ailments and our physical ailments. Oh Allah, the cure for all ailments is in your hands. Ya Allah, dua aur dawa mein asar hai zarur, marizon ki shifa leke tere haath mein hai mere Allah. To hum sab ko shifa ata farma. Ya Allah, those who are suffering other kinds of problems, difficulties, hardships, remove all the difficulties and problems. It is not difficult for you, O my beloved Allah. Ay Allah, tu qadir mutlaq hai. There is no one that is going to question you, O my beloved Allah, that why did you forgive those sinners who had raised their hands in Masjid-e-Noor? There's nobody to question you, O my beloved Allah. If you are going to forgive us, we will become successful. Your beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam will become happy. O Allah, your sifat of rahmat, the zuhur of it will take place. Yes. Oh my beloved Allah, if you do not forgive us, the only one that will become happy will be shaitan. Yes. Hey, mere pyare Allah, tu hamare upar maghfirat ki barish nazil farma. Hey, mere pyare Allah,
ہمارے گناہ چاہے کتنے ہو گئے لیکن میرے پیارے اللہ تو مغفرت فرما دے. There is no one for us besides you. There is no support for us besides you. اے اللہ تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی نہیں, تیرے سوا ہمارا کوئی سہارا نہیں. اے اللہ ہم جدھر دیکھتے ہیں بس تو ہی ہے. اے اللہ you are the only support that we have. یا اللہ you create the conditions of prosperity and happiness. You create the conditions of prosperity and happiness. Oh my beloved Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. If you are going to turn away your nigah of rahmat because of our sins, oh my beloved Allah, then you tell us who can we turn towards. Which other door is there for us that we can tap? Which other home is there for us that we can go and beg? Oh Allah, if a beggar is chased from one home, he can go to another. Oh Allah, if a dog is chased from one butcher, it can still go to another. But oh my beloved Allah, if you turn away your nigah of rahmat from us, if you turn away your glance of forgiveness from us, if you turn away your glance of mercy from us, then oh my Allah, you tell us, who else is there for us besides you? Therefore, my Allah, we are seeking from you. We are turning towards you. And we believe in you as an all-hearing, all-seeing, all-knowing Allah. You are listening to every word of our dua. Oh Allah, and you have the power to fulfill each and every desire that's in our hearts. Ya Allah, we know that everything that you do is full of wisdom. But oh my beloved Allah, we are turning towards you. Bless us with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Ya Allah, bless us with barakat in our businesses, barakat in our homes, barakat in our earnings, barakat in our family, barakat in our children, barakat in our time, barakat in every ni'mat that you bless us with. Allah, barakat has left our lives. Allah, barakat se hum mehroom ho chuke hai. Ya Allah, give us the courage and the himmat to get rid of the sins from our lives. Give us the understanding and the realization that there is no happiness and joy in sins and in evil. Nafs and shaitan has never been the friend of any person, and it will never be the friend of any person. Ya Allah, give us the realization that turning towards you lies our success. Ya Allah, therefore we are turning towards you. Fill our hearts with your love and with your muhabbat. Fill our hearts with the noor of taqwa. Fill our hearts with the noor of tilawat. Fill our hearts with the noor of zikr. Fill our hearts with the noor of ibadat. Ya Allah, fill our hearts with your muhabbat and the muhabbat of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Oh my beloved Allah, how much of sacrifices my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam made so that Islam and Iman may reach us, so that we may be raising our hands before you tonight. Oh Allah, if those sacrifices were not made, there would have been no Islam in this part of the world. Ay Allah, give us that appreciation of those sacrifices of my beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam and his companions. Ya Allah, protect the Haramain Sharifain from all fitnas. Protect Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyibah from all fitnas. Ya Allah, the Yahud and the Nasara, it is their aim to destroy Makkah Mukarrama and Madinah Tayyibah spiritually. Oh my beloved Allah, protect them from all the fitnas. Ya Allah, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa from the fitnas. Ya Allah, from the batil schemes of the Yahud and the Nasara, protect Masjid Al-Aqsa. Ya Allah, Masjid Al-Aqsa ki hifazat farma. Ya Allah, musalmanon ke qabze mein dobara ata farma. Ya Allah, waha ke mujahideen ki madad aur nusrat farma. Ya Allah, Yahudiyon ke mazalim, اے اللہ بے انتہا ہو چکے ہیں. یا تو میرے اللہ ان کو ہدایت دے دے, یا ان کو عاد و ثمود کے طریقے سے ہلا دے میرے پیارے اللہ. یا اللہ شیک دم لائک یو شک دا عاد اینڈ ثمود. اے میرے پیارے خدا, ہم تیری طرف رجوع کر رہے ہیں. All the works of deen which are taking place, accept the works of deen. اللہ bless all the workers of deen with اخلاص in their عمل. کوئی بھی کام ہو دین کا, اللہ اخلاص سے مالا مال فرما. اے اللہ پوری امت کی حفاظت فرما. Change the conditions of fear in this country to conditions of peace and happiness. اے میرے اللہ, we have become prisoners in our homes, we have become prisoners in our cars, we have become prisoners in our businesses, we have become prisoners in every area. Oh my beloved Allah, in spite of everything in our hands, there's no peace and no happiness. We have been engulfed by fear and worries and concerns. Oh my Allah, change the conditions. It is not difficult for you to give hidayat to the entire people living in this area. Oh Allah, it is not difficult for you to give hidayat to all those who are in this country. Oh my Allah, let the winds of hidayat and iman blow throughout the continents. Allah, jo be iman hai unko iman ata farma. Jisko iman de chuka usko istiqamat naseeb farma. Bless us with istiqamat, oh my beloved Allah. Ek din is dunya ko chhod kar tere paas aana hai. Ya Allah, We do not even close our eyes for a few minutes and think that one day it's going to close forever. Hey, mere Allah, raat hum har raat sote hai, every night we sleep. Our eyes shut, but we never think that one day is going to shut forever and ever. Hey, mere Allah, before that day comes, give us the tawfiq of sincere tawbah. Hey, Allah, before the ghusl of mayyit is given to our bodies, let us give the ghusl of tawbah, O my beloved Allah. Before the garment of kafan is put over our bodies, let there be the garment of taqwa over our bodies. Hey, mere pyare Allah, young, fit, healthy people, little children are suddenly departing from this world. Hey, mere Allah, we do not know when we are going to die, where we are going to die, and how we are going to die. Oh my Allah, don't let the angel of death visit us in a casino. Don't let the angel of death find us in a disco. Don't let the angel of death find us with a filthy novel or magazine in our hands. Don't let the angel of death find us, oh my beloved Allah, glued to some filthy television program. Don't let the angel of death find us in zina, in adultery, in fornication, in fraud. Hey, mere Allah, give us the realization. Hey, mere Allah, make us the fish that swims deep down in the ocean of mud. Give us such a bond with you, my Allah, such a bond. Hey Allah, teri zaat ke saath hame aisa taluk de. Give us such a bond that nafs and shaitan cannot distance us from you for a single moment. Bless us, oh my beloved Allah, with the best of dunya and the best of akhirah. Hey Allah, when the time of departure comes for us from this world, take us to Madina Tayyibah. Let us be at the rose of Nabi alayhi salatu wassalam. And oh Allah, whilst reciting as salatu wassalamu alayka ya Rasulullah, as salatu wassalamu alayka ya Habibullah, oh Allah, let our souls depart. Let our burial be in Jannatul Baqi. But oh Allah, if our death is not muqaddar, the way it may be, let it be in a state that you are pleased with us. At the time of our death, show us some tajalli of yours, that our soul comes dancing towards you and does not remain stuck, oh Allah, in all the worldly activities. Mere pyare Allah, all the duas that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the entire ummah, all his life the duas that he made, especially in Hajjatul Wida, the du'as that he made with his 124,000 companions. Ya Allah, bless us with all the goodness that he asked, and protect us from all the fitnas that he asked for protection. Mere pyare Habib, mere pyare Nabi sallallahu alayhi wa sallam ne Hajre Aswad ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, Rukne Yamani ko chum karke jo bhaga tha, Mataf mein chal karke jo manga tha, Mizab rahmat ke niche ro ro ke jo bhaga tha, Hatim ke andar namaze pad kar jo manga tha, Allah ghilaf e Kaaba se lipat karke jo manga tha, Maqam Ibrahim ke piche namaze pad kar jo manga tha, Allah Zamzam ka pani pee kar jo manga, Safa aur Marwa ki seedhiyon par jo manga, Mina, Muzdalifa, Arafat ke andar jo manga, and especially in Arafat, oh Allah. From Zohar till Maghrib, the du'as that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam made for the ummah. Ya Allah, bless us with all that goodness. Bless our parents with that goodness. Bless our wives and children with that goodness. Bless the entire ummah with that goodness. And from all the fitnas, all the corruption, all the mischief, all the harm and all the difficulties and all the problems that Nabi alayhi salatu wasalam asked for protection, O Allah, protect us, protect our parents, our wives and children, brothers and sisters, and the entire ummah of Rasul-e-Paak sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Hamari dua'o ko Huzur-e-Paak sallam ke sadqe-tufail mein qubool farma. Inna Allah wa malaikatahu yusalluna ala nabi. Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu sallu alayhi wa sallimu taslima. Allahumma salli ala Sayyidina Muhammad wa ala Sayyidina Muhammad. Nibari sallim. سبحان ربك رب العزة عما يصفون وسلام على المرسلين والحمد لله